On Father's Day, we celebrate our dads and reflect on the ways they shape our lives and influence the paths we take. But after we follow them down the roads they've traveled, how do we emerge from their shadows as unique individuals? Our music director, Ned Wharton, reviews the work of two artists who are blazing their own trails with the help of some powerful family genes.
Elmer Bernstein has written some of the most instantly recognizable movie and TV scores, To Kill a Mockingbird, The Magnificent Seven, and Ghostbusters, for example. For more than a decade, Elmer Bernstein's daughter Emily has worked side by side with her father, orchestrating his music. She describes her work as a kind of decoration, adorning the melodies with instruments that she's given wide latitude to choose. But Emily Bernstein makes her own music, too, and she seems determined to avoid riding any coattails. Her indie rock style seems just about as far away from her father's music as you can get. She doesn't even use her family name on her CD covers. Instead, she calls her band Story of M. It's fascinating the way she has formed her rock group, says Elmer Bernstein. He says Emily's really a shy person, and that creatively she's very fulfilled writing songs for her band. These Little Crimes is the name of the group's debut CD. A few years ago, on Grammy-winning clarinetist Richard Stoltzman's CD, World Beat Bach, his son Peter John Stoltzman made his recording debut. Peter John Stoltzman plays piano, but instead of approaching music from a classical background, jazz was his muse. Now in his mid-20s, Peter John Stoltzman just received his master's from the New England Conservatory. A CD of original compositions is available through his website, peterstoltzman.com, and he also plays concerts with his dad. My father's professional legacy does not define me, says Peter John, though with great graciousness he has included me more and more in it. In this gentle lullaby written by Peter John Stoltzman from a forthcoming CD of duets, the interplay between father and son is so intimate and enveloping, it really sounds like home.
Ned Wharton's director's cuts, including full audio selections, can be found on our website, npr.org.